Clueless with us the first look at the business news. A star-studded event Clueless that celebrated some great entrepreneurial talent.
Yes, well, Northern Ireland's business community has honoured some of our most successful entrepreneurs at the Enterprise UK /podcast. NI Awards. Later, we'll be hearing from one of the winners, the best startup. But first, I've been talking to the speaker at the ceremony who flew over especially to meet our local talent. Fraser Doherty from Edinburgh is behind the Scottish firm Superjam. He told me why he wanted to come over to Belfast.
Well, my adventures in jam began at the age of 14 after my grandmother taught me how to make jam as a little boy, and she had made jam her whole life as she grew up on a farm in Donegal. And a few years later I had come up with a way of making jam 100% from fruit without adding any sugar or any additives. I managed to get my products into big supermarkets, and since then we've gone on to sell millions of jars of super jam all over the world. Northern Ireland, of course, has very high public sector employment, and events like Northern Ireland Enterprise Awards really help to celebrate the next generation of entrepreneurs and small businesses that are really the backrock of any economy. And I think that hopefully the publicity around this event can help to rebalance Northern Ireland's economy.
Clearly a bit of a jam enthusiast there, Clover. What about this online revolution that's taking place in retail? Businesses here, are they keeping up with this trend?
Well, one organisation says Northern Ireland businesses are drastically underutilising the full range of digital media to meet changing consumer behaviour and growing demand. That's according to new research published by ICANN called the Digital NI Barometer. They found that most businesses do have a website and a social media presence, but only a third of them were using any other digital channels like online video advertising, mobile advertising and mobile apps. Siobhan Lavery is the managing director at ICANN. She says businesses here need to keep up.
I think they're just bombarded with technical digital lingo. There's loads of channels. Every week we're told what the next best thing is, and we just can't keep up. And when you can't keep up with something, you shut down and you tend to bury your head in the sand. So this creates a knowledge gap. With the knowledge gap comes fear. I think people are just a bit fearful of what they don't know and what they don't understand. Wake up and smell the coffee, because your consumers won't find you relevant and you'll flatline. You won't be here in 10 years. So I don't think it's a case of you should do digital. It's a case of you have to be digital now. If you want to see your business survive, get involved.
Now, Black Friday, we saw the pictures and the television and the papers at the weekend of the mayhem at retail outlets. Did it work here? Was it a good day for retail?
Well, I was certainly out queuing with dozens of people who braved the cold start on Friday morning.
Did you get a TV for $2 or something?
Yes, I got a few bargains myself, but many people chose to grab bargains and deals from the comfort of their own home by shopping online instead. And according to Amazon UK, Black Friday was the busiest day on record, with deals that they say surpassed all expectations. Its website recorded orders for more than 5.5 million goods. That's the equivalent of about 64 items sold per second. But the day, as you say, wasn't without controversy, as police were called to deal with scuffles at a number of supermarkets across the UK, and some online retailers reported problems with customers accessing their websites because of sheer demand. So finally, this week, the FTSE will open at 67.22. A pound is worth $1.56 and €1.25, which makes a euro worth 81 pence.
Anyway.